Get ready. Two very hotly awaited products, Google Glass and the Ouya, get reviewed along with a couple of laptops, some headsets, and more. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Start using your time more effectively with Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com like we do to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, visit Stamps.com, click the microphone, and enter Before You Buy. Hey, welcome to Before You Buy, TWiT's product review show, where we get the greatest, latest stuff, and then we give it to various members of the TWiT team to review. We're going to start off with kind of a head-to-head laptop review. Shannon Morse, our producer, Snubs.
Hi.
Has the Lenovo IdeaPad U310 Touch, a Windows 8 laptop.
Woohoo! Yeah.
What category are they going after with this?
This is an Ultrabook, for sure. Okay. It's only 3.5 pounds, so it's pretty decently
lightweight. It's not super thin. Maybe that's because it's not a wedgie design. It's a squarish design.
But right? If you close it, it does fit in a nice large purse. So okay. I was okay with that.
Okay.
And I also like the color of it. It's this nice graphite gray, and it's got the nice backing to it with the little feet.
Plastic,
so
though, right? Not aluminum.
Yeah, it's plastic. Yeah. Definitely plastic. Yeah. I mean, the price of this thing is only about $750 for the one that I got. They also have one that starts at $650. So it's definitely priced kind of like bargain price
right.
for an Ultrabook.
Right.
So you get what you paid for in this instance.
I like it that you have a touchscreen. To me, Windows 8 without a touchscreen
yeah,
is like a fish without a bicycle. It's just...
This touchscreen was excellent.
Yeah.
It's a little shiny, so it definitely picks up all your
hard for us to see, actually. There's
stuff.
A lot of glare.
But yeah, so it gets decently bright, and it's a really good touchscreen. It's very responsive.
Looks pretty snappy.
I was really happy
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
I also downloaded and a couple of different things and tested it out with a bunch of different products, and it has an i5 processor in it, and it's third generation, of course.
That's
so
pretty fast, given
yeah,
the
price. Yeah,
it's
pretty snappy. Yeah. It's definitely yeah. pretty snappy.
How
and
much
it has
RAM?
A little 24 gig. 4 gigs of RAM.
This is the 755 model.
Yes.
$755
yeah,
model.
Yeah, so I believe they have it on sale right now.
And,
yeah, $750.
Ultrabooks don't have optical drives, and they usually have solid state
right.
discs.
So this one has a 500 gig solid or hard drive, and then it's got 24 solid state.
Ah, it's using that Intel Smart
yeah.
Response technology. So it has a little bit of solid
yeah.
state cache. And then a lot of spinning drive. How snappy
yeah.
is drive access?
So drive access is okay. I noticed on boot up time, it was a little bit slower than mm-hmm. things such as your Acer S7.
Right.
But given the price point, I gave it a little bit of leniency when it came to that. As far as doing a bunch of different processes at the same time, had no problem with that. And I was able to access the hard drive pretty quickly as far as, you know, just saving things and being able to upload stuff.
Well,
so not bad.
We're just spoiled. Most laptops
yeah,
had hard drives until
spoiled.
Recently, but now we kind of expect that. And you're right. When I boot up the S7, it boots literally in seconds.
Yeah.
That's probably more like 20
this
seconds.
This one takes so, about half a minute.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's still pretty fast.
It's still super fast. Yeah,
yeah.
But we are pretty spoiled. Yeah. So the big thing for me with this was the hardware. You know, the inside specs are excellent for the price. And it has a lot of the regular ports that you would find. It's got HDMI and Ethernet,
Ethernet's
of course.
Nice. Most Ultrabooks do have to do a dongle. So that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I was really happy
What's
about
the video
that?
Out
USB on
that? USB on
here. It's got HDMI out.
Okay.
On there.
Full size, it looks like.
Yes.
Or not, is it full size?
It is full size.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then is it USB 3? Yeah, I see the two blue
yep.
ports
two
for USB.
3,
that's
and it
great.
Also has a USB 2 on the other side. You get battery life of a good 6 hours or so.
Okay.
So it's not super great, but it's definitely going to get you through the entire day at least.
And that's one caveat I'd give people who are about to buy laptop computers. Intel's
yeah.
Haswell is just coming out now, which is going to supposedly give you 50% battery life.
I can't
life.
Wait to check out
yeah.
those.
And
yeah.
a much better graphics, built-in graphics. So it might be worth waiting if you can. We're looking
yeah,
at a
I kind of agree with you
yeah,
on
one
that
step
matter.
Backwards, yeah. yeah.
The keyboard on this one, it is a chiclet keyboard, but I didn't have any problems with it.
Backlit?
I noticed a couple of other people, it's not backlit.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I noticed a couple of other people typing on it a little bit harder, and
I'm
you can
seeing
see
it. I'm seeing the board buckle.
Yeah, you see that
I can
little
see
bit
that.
Of a flex. And that can bother some people if you're a harder typer. I'm not. I'm a little bit of a lighter typer, so it was okay for me. The big problem I had, and this is with a lot of IdeaPads, is the touchpad. it's always the touchpad. It seems like when I either type on here, it's very easy to touch it with your palms, right. And it still makes you click if you touch it with your palms.
And they don't have the control panel to turn that off?
They have a sensitive mover that you can change.
But you can't
customize
turn it off
it,
completely.
But you can't turn it off completely. Yeah. And you also have the capacitive touch, the multi-touch on here.
That's good.
And that works really nicely when you want it to do multi-touch, but when you don't and it still doesn't and you get that double click or you end up highlighting things, yeah. It gets really annoying. Yeah. And that's very bothersome for me.
More advanced laptops have the ability when you're typing to automatically turn off the trackpad. And we've seen a lot of less expensive ones that don't have that capability, and that seems a shame.
It was so for this one in particular, I found myself instead of using the keyboard and the mouse pad a lot, I would go to the touchscreen.
Right.
And I'm really, really happy that they included that, especially since this is a 13-inch and it's 1366 by 768.
Right.
So you get, you know, a nice HD, although they could have increased it a little bit for me.
To be two standards now in Windows 8. 1366 by 768 is kind of the low-end standard and the high-end standard.
Then
you have, 1920
yeah.
or higher.
Yeah.
That's life.
So,
you know, I think for that price, that's about what you'd expect. In fact, that seems like a decent package. What do you think?
It's
pros
not
and
bad.
Cons.
So the pros for me are it's very sleek. I like the skinniness of it. I like the little feet on the bottom. It's designed very well. It's got really good performance, especially for the price, and it's inexpensive. It's an inexpensive Ultrabook, and that's definitely something to keep in mind. The cons on this, though, is that terrible touchpad, and that seems to be an ongoing experience with a lot of IdeaPads. So that might be an issue with all Lenovo products as far as that line goes. So for this specific one, I would definitely give it a try. You know, if you can find it in a Best Buy, go up there and see if you like touching the keyboard and the touchpad.
And at that price, $750 for the i5.
Yeah.
That's a decent price.
It's not bad. And they always have sales on their website, so I'm okay with that.
The Lenovo IdeaPad U310 Touch, mm-hmm. a try from Shannon Morse.
A try.
You must try her ThreatWire show, which is on YouTube, youtube.com/techfeed. Yeah.
It's
every
very
week,
fun.
All the security information, of course, Hack 5 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the review.
Thank you very much.
I understand there are family members in the audience today.
Hi, so guys.
Hey, how are you? Now they know what you do. They've been wondering, what does she do? Why don't understand?
I get that question a lot.
Yeah. Well, let's bring in Father Robert Ballister. He's here. By the way, Robert, are you there?
I'm right here.
Ah, nice to see you. Great, great job on the Maker Faire last week. I really enjoyed your Twit special on that.
Well, you know, that's what Twit's going to be doing. It's what you wanted. The leaner, the meaner, the more agile coverage of live events. So that's the future, yo.
It didn't feel like it. And it felt like a really great coverage. And I just thanks to you for doing that. And if anybody hasn't seen it, it's Twit special number 159. So you can go to twit.tv/twit-live-specials and you can see it. Maker Faire 2013. Robert does a great job. It looked like you had a lot of fun, too.
Oh, that is an amazing fair. I've been telling people, if you have kids and you don't take them to Maker Faire, it's almost child abuse. I mean, it's a place where they can learn to create. They learn to imagine. It's a wonderful environment. Really.
Yeah, but leave the strollers at home.
Were there a lot of strollers?
There were way too many strollers at Maker Faire. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, maybe they should be walking before you bring them. Twit.tv/specials, number 159, if you want to watch that. Really was a lot of fun. Look at that Tesla coil about to fire up. So, Robert, we gave you a pair of headphones to test this time. Are these the communications headphones or just for music?
Right. So these are the Blackwire 720s from Plantronics, and they're designed for UC, which is unified communication. So they're definitely an office/enterprise targeted set of headphones. And it's an interesting design.
Well, I wanted to see your review. I've got my finger poised over the buy now button. But first, maybe we better watch.
The Blackwire 720 is Plantronics' unified communications-enabled hybrid headset solution, a cross between a wired USB headset and a Bluetooth cell phone earpiece that can be used with your PC, mobile phone, or tablet. Housed in its own hard-shell carrying case, the Blackwire is a well-designed headset with an adjustable padded headband, accented foldable ear cups, a pivoting boom microphone, and an inline control unit at the middle of 7 feet of cable. The control has buttons for PC and mobile device functionality, a rocker switch, and a mute button. That in and of itself isn't special, but the inline control also houses a Bluetooth 2.1 plus EDR chipset and a battery that will give you up to 10 hours of talk time, 10 days of standby, and 6 hours of music listening. A detachable USB cable lets you undock your black wire from your PC while still keeping the control unit in your hands or shirt pocket. Using the 720 starts by plugging the headset into the USB port on your PC and installing Plantronics Spokes software. You can use the Blackwire 720 without the software, but Spokes gives you a battery meter and enables all the UC functions, like automatically changing your status message when you're on a call. Pairing the 720 with your Bluetooth-equipped device is even simpler. Once you've entered the pairing mode, you use the super-secret passcode of 0000, and now your Blackwire is ready to switch back and forth between wired and wireless connections. The Blackwire features a smart sensor, which detects motion, allowing the unit to automatically pick up a call when you put on the headset. This same sensor also allows the Blackwire to automatically transfer calls from your mobile phone to your headset and vice versa when you put on or take off the 720. Sound quality for voice is excellent. The 720 utilizes noise-canceling microphones and a digital signal processor that drives a dynamic EQ, automatic noise leveling, and startle protection, which prevents sudden increases in sound level. This means that when I was using the Blackwire in a noisy environment, I could not only hear clear conversations on my side, but the audio I was sending was mostly devoid of background noise. In all, the Plantronics Blackwire 720 is a perfectly competent, reasonably comfortable hybrid headset for those who split their time between Skype, VoIP, UC, and mobile phone calls. The Plantronics Blackwire 720 is available now with a 2-year warranty for $110 to $130.
So that's a little pricey for something that sounds like it's not any good for music or, you know, high quality audio.
Right. Yeah. So it's definitely not targeted for gaming or for music.
Right.
It sounds a little thin. It doesn't have the big middle and bottom that people like for gaming. So it really is going to be a unified communication targeted product. If you're in an office, if you switch back and forth between your cell phone and your VoIP phone and your desk phone, then it's perfect. But, yeah, I don't see many gamers or audiophiles picking these up.
No, in fact, I think I will buy it because that's exactly how I would like to use it. And you mentioned the Windows software, but I should mention Spokes is also available for Macintosh. That's how I'll be using it. All right, a try on the Blackwire C720. Thank you, Father Robert Ballister. Father Robert hosts This Week in Enterprise Tech each and every Monday at noon on the TWiT Network. That's 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Twit.tv, watch live. We'd appreciate it. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Leo.
Take care. Our show today brought to you by our friends at Stamps.com. If you do a lot of mailing, I got a pro tip, Stamps.com. It lets you print your own U.S. postage from your computer, your printer. You don't need anything else, just Stamps.com. No special ink, no postage meter. In fact, it saves you as much as 80% over the cost of a postage meter, which is really great. And no more trips to the post office. In fact, when I need stamps, I don't go to the post office anymore. I come into the office. I say, Frederick, print me out another page of stamps. It feels somehow sketchy, but it's not. It's real postage. I have the never wear out stamps that she prints out for me. We also could print directly on envelopes. So when you're sending out invoices, mailers, anything like that, you can print your company logo, the stamps, the postage, plus the return address automatically. It'll pull the recipient's address from an address book or QuickBooks, a variety of places. So it really it simplifies any kind of mailing. Now, if you're an Amazon seller or an eBay or an Etsy seller, you got to have Stamps.com. That USB scale means you'll always have exactly the right postage. It interfaces with Stamps.com right on the computer, prints out the mailing label for any class of mail. It even helps you decide what class of mail you want to send. So Stamps.com is fantastic. And, of course, once again, Amazon, eBay, Etsy, PayPal, it'll pull the address right from the website. It even fills out international mailing forms. So you literally never go to the post office. The mail carrier comes to you, picks up the mail. You can even schedule free pickups anytime you want. 24/7 on-demand postage from Stamps.com. Now, we've got a very nice trial offer for you. We like to do these trial offers because we feel our advertisers are great and they have something to offer. Don't fall for the $80 value though, right on the front there, because it's too. We got something even better. I know that sounds pretty good. Click the radio microphone, enter our offer code before you buy in that promo code space, and you'll get $110 bonus value. This is actually a really, really nice deal. $55 in free postage. You also get the scale. You just pay shipping and handling on that, but the scale's yours to keep. You get a 30-day trial of Stamps.com. You get a samples package with all different kinds of stamps and so forth. It's just a great deal. So take advantage of this and at least find out if Stamps.com is right for your business. Stamps.com, click, now the key is click that radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner there and then offer a code before you buy to try it. No cost to you except for the postage and handling on the scale, and I think you're going to love it. Cancel at any time, pay nothing, but the scale is yours forever. Stamps.com. Thank you for your support, Stamps.com. All right. Jason Howell's been wandering around wearing the funniest looking glasses ever. He's the host of All About Android. And these are our Twit glasses, but I thought nobody better than you to try them out.
Yeah, they've been a very interesting experiment. I will definitely say when I picked them up from Google almost 2 weeks ago, I wasn't quite sure exactly what I would think in the end of my time with them. I'm actually a lot more positive on these than I was initially.
Interesting. Now, they cost $1,500 and not available to the public, so this isn't really going to be a review in the sense of where we're going to say whether you should buy it or not. You can't.
Yeah, you can't buy these. I mean, right now, Google's doing a very slow, calculated release to developers. Ultimately, they want developers to come up with knock your socks off applications to tie into this to make these valuable for the consumer.
They say they won't be available till 2014, and they probably won't look anything like this. This is just a developer edition. They'll probably be very different.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the things that I'm really hoping is the case. If they come out with these a year from now, they're going to limit themselves to their audience.
Because they look so dorky?
Yeah, I mean, you have to put it into perspective, right? A couple of years ago, the amount of technology that you could cram into this small form factor, it would probably be a lot bigger and it'd be a lot dorkier. So it's really impressive that they were able to do what they've done.
The guys like Steve Mann at MIT, who's been doing wearable computing for more than two decades, he used to wear a PC case in a backpack in order to do this. So, and this is much more sophisticated. So we have come a long way.
We have come a long way. That's the important thing to note here. Like you said, you can't buy it, but hopefully in a year or two, whenever they do make this kind of publicly available, they've shrunk down the size. And I think, yes, I do think that this is something that you're going to see more of in the future.
Describe what it is that you're seeing. Is that a screen on your face? Is there a camera? What's the form here?
So it's a reflective piece of glass that's basically showing an HD screen.
Over your right eyebrow. By the way, there's no left eyebrow version. This is
it's just this side now. It's they intend for it to be above your line of sight. So I've seen some people, on the blogs and throughout the internet.
But you're looking
under it normally. Yes, I'm looking under it. So I have to actually actively look up in order to see the screen.
And that's the intent. It's not a heads-up display. It's a screen that you can see, but only by looking at it. Now, what are you doing now? You're swiping it.
So, yes. So it has a full touch screen,
touchpad.
Touch surface on the side. This entire thing is touch sensitive. You can go forward and backwards. And the reason that you would do that is essentially all of your notifications and everything end up, that video just started playing.
So what we're looking at on your smartphone is a real-time display of what you're seeing in the little screen.
Yeah, it's a little choppier and slower. It's full speed ahead up here. Down here, you're seeing a little bit of choppiness to it, but it's not like
that's
that
just
in what
of
I'm
the
seeing.
Interface. So when you tap it or you tilt your head, depending on how you've set it, the first thing that pops up is the time of day.
Yeah, so I'll go down. That's basically back. If I tap it, it comes up. It says, okay glass.
And then in quotes, it says, okay. Oh, you're talking to it.
Take a picture.
And those are the commands you can give it. And so you said, take a picture, and it took a picture.
Yep.
Wow. Now, what I'm also seeing is a lot of people sharing these right away automatically, right? Mm-hmm. So you could just share out to Google
Plus. So if I go, I'll go ahead and tap into this photo, and you'll see down here it says share. I share. Let's see here. Oh, I had to. Okay. Now here's one of the bad things.
Stop talking.
No, so I haven't set up a few things on here. I had to actually factory reset it over the weekend. Because the Google Plus portion of it was not automatically uploading to my instant upload, and I couldn't figure out why. I tried everything. Ultimately, I ended up having to back up all the media, factory reset it, and that kind of fixed it. Okay. I think in doing so, I didn't reset up my circles. So you can choose circles to share to. And that's what I would have done had I reset that up, but I haven't done that yet.
So Vince in the chat room says, are you wearing headphones? Can it talk to you?
So I'll go ahead and take it off, and I'll show you on this camera here, on Burke's camera. Let's see here. Wherever it is. There we go. There's a little bone conducting speaker right there.
So that's behind your ear.
That's behind your ear. It doesn't go, obviously, into your ear canal, yet you hear it just as you would if you're wearing headphones. It's really impressive,
and it's
actually
pretty clear?
Very clear. Yeah, I was really impressed with it. To the point to where, so you're in a car with somebody, and you're talking to somebody, and you're using it for navigation. If navigation comes on and you're the driver and they're the passenger, so they're on your right side, you can't hear them.
Right.
You can only hear what's coming through the bone conducting speaker.
And the big bulge behind it, that's the battery.
That's the battery, yeah.
What kind
that's,
of battery I mean, life?
You know, I will say I expected it to be horrible, and let's just say that everybody that's really rating these things and doing, you know, like stress tests and everything are getting like 4 hours, 5 hours out of it. I never once had it run out of battery on me. Actually,
that's not true. There was
yes,
one time.
There was when I was recording nonstop video.
So you and people should go look at your Google Plus page to see this because it's great. You recorded a video of what it looks like from your point of view to do the TNT show. Jason is one of the hosts and produced TNT, and we get to see from your point of view what it looks like.
If you keep scrolling down, you'll find it eventually.
That's like an hour nonstop recording, and it couldn't do that.
Exactly. It made it about 42 minutes in of continuous video recording without being plugged in. I had to actually plug it into a power socket in order for me to kind of keep it going.
But you are able to do that and keep running.
Exactly. Okay. If you plug it into USB, you're not going to get it. I tried that too, and that didn't work. So it has to be the power
but
socket.
It is USB charging and and gives you a few hours of normal use, not continuous.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess in my regular everyday use, never once ran out of batteries. And especially this last weekend, I spent a lot of time this last weekend out of the house, and I wore it every time I went out of the house. It has these, you get these little sunglass attachments to it, so it kind of takes a little bit of the stigma out of wearing it, right? Because that's one of the downsides is that everybody knows.
What are you wearing? Yeah, what is that?
What is that? Yeah. And so,
did people come up to you and say, "Oh, you've got glass"?
Some people did. Yes,
some people know what it is.
Some people would do that, and I would immediately give it to them and say, "All right, put it on."
That's neat.
Look up, say, "Okay, glass." Take a photo, and they go through it, and immediately, I mean, the response was always the same. It was like, "Oh my gosh, it took a picture. That's really cool."
We call it. They did a Ron Richards.
Yeah, exactly. I believe what Ron Richards did was, holy cow.
Holy cow. This is cool. So it doesn't have prescription shades yet.
Not yet.
And we should mention, this is such a clearly a prototype device because, for instance, some people might not have good sight in their right eye or may not have good hearing in their right ear. This is no good for that. This is such an early prototype.
This really is
not what a commercial product would look like or behave like. That's for later, and that's why we're not going to say give you a review.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you, but I will say just to kind of go through a quick list of some of the things that some of the notes that I took. A little headache inducing over time because
really?
You know it's kind of chunky. Yeah. You get used to wearing them though, so that isn't the worst thing in the world. The timeline. So basically, everything that you do and interact with ends up on a very on a horizontal timeline. It gets really messy over time because
you've
got
your
photos.
You're scrolling with your finger.
Exactly. So your notifications, your email, your Twitter updates, everything ends up on this horizontal timeline. So to go back to that thing that happened 3 days ago takes a really long time. So it can get really noisy.
And it does do Google Now cards.
Yes, it syncs with it. So gives you kind of a Google Now thing here. If I put it on, I actually have.
But you need to tie this to a phone. The connectivity comes from a smartphone.
So like this is the weather.
So that's
kind
weather.
Of card that I can get, and then I can tap into it. And get extended forecast.
Okay, so it
and
doesn't that's like look right like there. Google Now, but it's that
similar.
Kind of information.
Yes, and it can kind of sync some of that information.
Can you use an iPhone or is it Android phone only?
Android for full functionality. I think you can use iPhone for the Bluetooth capabilities, so
it
like
uses
making a
Bluetooth
call.
Done dial-up networking for its connectivity.
Yeah.
So it's treating it like a hotspotted device almost using Bluetooth.
Yes. So you know you turn on Bluetooth tethering, and then it. While you're out and about, it can kind of use the data. When you get it home, when you plug it into USB and it's on Wi-Fi, it does things like the instant upload. So it saves all that. There's a lot of capability here for what the apps allow you to do. There isn't a whole lot of setup around it. They're set a certain way right now. That's why it's important to stress it's early days for this stuff. Right. You can clearly see how cool it's going to be. And right out of the box, I have to say, photos and videos, I've never experienced taking pictures the way that I have with these. The results of the pictures that I get taking pictures with my kids, I mean, you don't end up with a picture of your kid. You end up with a snapshot of a memory because you were actually engaging with
There's
them
no
at that
camera
point.
In between you and
right,
them.
Right, exactly. So I have some pictures of my daughter That's where neat. Like we were playing and it's just a different look in her eye where I'm like, I know that look because when I look
I
at her, I see
picture.
That look. That one right there.
Yeah, I love
where we were
that
at the
picture.
Ice cream shop and I was like, are you liking your ice
That's
cream?
Lucy.
She turned at me and I took a picture very easily. I just said, okay, glass, take a picture. And she's engaging with me. She's not engaging with a camera. By the way, my glass just took a picture.
Because you said it.
Yeah, because I just said it.
That's one of the reasons we wanted you to have it above all others in the studio is because you have a newborn baby, Savannah, and you've been taking pictures of her as well.
Yeah. It's been really cool.
Yeah.
Just another quick story before I know we probably have other things to get to. We were at the park over the weekend, and I was on the carousel with my three-year-old daughter. My wife was back at the picnic blanket with our newborn, kind of feeding her. And I knew that we had to go, but I was engaging with Lucy. The carousel was going. All hands free. I sent my wife a text message that said, we're on the carousel one last time.
No.
We'll be there soon.
No.
Got a reply. Looked up, hands free, read the reply. Replied and said, all right, we're about to get off. Did all hands free the entire time, was still able to kind of be in the moment with my daughter, Lucy. And that's, I actually got chills when that happened because I was like, that was really cool.
That's
I didn't ever have to pull out my phone and go, hold on, let me text message this thing. It was all hands free. It was awesome.
Now we're starting to see the power of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I say like, this right here that you see is big and, you know, kind of fumbly and hard to ignore in public even. Where this leads in a couple of years, when this is just embedded in the things that you already wear and not necessarily a device that you have to remember to put on, it gets incredibly powerful.
Really neat.
Yeah.
So I we're not going to do buy, try, don't buy because you can't.
Right. I wouldn't pay $1,500 for
and
this.
It's
that's
awfully
sure.
expensive right
so
now.
So thank you.
No, this is exactly why we got it. Because we wanted to have a review from our own team. And I think you're the right guy to do it, given that you have these kids. And you're going to have very different experiences than I would or Shannon would. Mm-hmm.
I did not expect to enjoy them as much as I have. And I will use them going forward.
Very cool. So. You wear them more than you thought you would.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jason Howell, he produces TNT and is the host of All About Android, where you wear those along with Gina, and poor Ron Richards just has to sit there going,
holy cow,
I want one.
I want that.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
I think this would be a good time to see the competitor for the Ultrabook that Shannon showed us, the Lenovo. We gave Iaz the Toshiba Satellite U845T, and he had this review.
I'm Iaz Akhtar with Twit, and today I've got the Toshiba Satellite, and it's got a really great name, the U845T-S4165. I kid you not, that is the name of this Ultrabook. You could just call it the Satellite U845T for our sake of demo. It's an Ultrabook, so it's thin, it's light, it's got an Intel processor. It's got a 14-inch display with a resolution of 1366 by 768, which if you've ever seen my reviews, you know I think that's just way too low. Inside, it's got 6 gigabytes of RAM, so it's got a lot of RAM when you want to do stuff with it. Plus, you've got a good processor in here, so it's really fast. It's got some good RAM. The design is really nice. It's sleek. It's not too shabby. It's not too flimsy. But the big downside of the device is this keyboard. This might be the worst keyboard I have ever handled in the past 3 years. There's hardly any travel on it. I would argue that typing on glass would be more comfortable than typing on this keyboard. So even though the internals are fantastic, and on the Windows scores, it does really well, I don't know if you want to interact with this device because you're going to be using the keyboard. Then again, it does have a touchscreen that is very responsive, and it is running Windows 8. So you might not need the keyboard. But since this is a laptop, you'd think they could possibly do a better job with the keyboard. It does have lots of good ports, though. So if you want to use this as a desktop PC, HDMI out, USB 3.0, it's got a couple of USB ports here, SD card slot. Pros, the design is pretty nice. It's got this nice brushed look to it. It's very rigid, and it's got a lot of power inside of it. So on the cons, this keyboard is pretty unforgivable. If you want to use an ultra portable, you think you'd want to be able to use the keyboard on it. That's not good enough for me. And I think that resolution is far too low on that display. This size display should be pushing a 1080p screen. It costs about $800. If you're paying for that much, you should be getting a better quality product overall, I think. And if you're wondering whether to try, buy, or don't buy, this is a definitive. Don't buy this. Don't ever buy the Toshiba U845T-S4165 unless you're going to use an external keyboard like this, which, you know, it makes it totally ultra-portable for an ultra-book. I'm Iaz Akhtar with Twit, and this is the Satellite. Exciting, yeah?
I don't want it. You keep it. I'm with you on that. I think both the IdeaPad and the Satellite have that 1366 by 768 display, and that is kind of the low-end standard for Windows 8, but boy, it's sure nice to go something like this S7 with 1920 by 1080. The real problem is that jumps the cost on a touchscreen up by an awful lot. And you're just not going to find a sub-$1,000 notebook with a higher resolution like that. I don't think so, anyway. We'll keep looking. Thank you, Ayaz Akhtar, one of the hosts of TNT. Of course, the host of Know How, where he shows us how to do things every Thursday on the TWiT Network. We've got one more product review for you, and this is another one that was very hot. A Kickstarter project. Jeffrey Needles has the Ouya, and you were one of the Kickstarter backers.
Yes, I was.
How much did you spend for the Ouya?
$99.
Is it still $99
yep,
pre-order?
Just the regular Ouya. They had a more expensive developer edition, but I didn't need that.
And this is not out yet.
Nope.
But they're close.
June 25th.
Okay, they just a few more weeks. Yeah. So this is essentially an Android gaming device.
Yes.
$99, you get all of this. You get the cube, you get the controller.
Yeah, one controller. Extra controllers are $50. So
okay.
It's a little more.
And it just hooks up to your TV how?
HDMI.
Okay, so you
only
need HDMI TV.
It has
all right.
Ethernet and Wi-Fi, A, B, G, N.
Oh, okay.
In,
all right.
And Bluetooth.
So it's not a Steam box, but it is a gaming device you can hook up to your television set in your living room.
And I found it to work really well.
Now, we should mention you have done the update, which just came out a couple of days ago.
There was an update a couple of days ago.
Did that make a big difference?
Not huge. Oh, a few little performance things. Like I noticed the store loads faster, games install a little better. It's just smoother now.
So the one we're reviewing, though, is the most recent update as of our record date.
The most recent software update.
And what does it come with?
It comes with nothing.
Nothing?
It just...
Is there an Ouya store?
Yes. There is what they call here, if you're looking at the menu, the
Play, Discover. Discover, Make, and Manage are the commands.
So Play and Discover and maybe Manage is where most people spend their time. Make is for if you're a developer. But we'll start in the store. It's really nicely. I think I like the layout. You go in, they have like staff picks.
Are these Android games?
They are Android games and apps, and they have...
So I could get these games on my phone, all of them, or no?
No, because a lot of them have been... They have to go through the Ouya store to be optimized for the controller.
So when I see Final Fantasy, that's an Android operating system, but it's an Ouya only game.
Right, they have what they call the ODK, or the Ouya Development
Got
Kit.
It. Got it.
And as of this morning when I looked, they had 128 games available.
That's pretty good.
Which isn't terrible. And there are some apps also like
TuneIn. I see TuneIn.
Radio,
yeah, that's a radio app. Yeah, Twitch TV.
Twitch you can watch. There's a Bluetooth app for if you want to use it with an Android
phone.
Well,
can you show us the game you think is the best? I presume with that few games you've installed many of them.
I've installed a handful.
Yeah.
The main reason I bought the device was actually to run as a media center. I use it for XBMC and such and streaming HD media, which works really well.
A lot of people complained about the games. Are they just not that good?
They're simple. The experience that I've been going through is a little inconsistent in terms of the controls. If you look at the controller, it has...
It's an Xbox-style controller.
Right, it's two analog sticks, a D-pad, two bumpers, four buttons, and then what's nice is this is actually a touchpad.
Oh, that's different.
So if you look at the screen right now, you'll see a cursor.
What about the graphics on this thing?
Graphics right now...
They're okay.
They're not
super great.
They're not super great, but what I like is that it's pretty smooth running. So when you're playing a game, it's not choppy or anything.
Okay.
So it's not the highest definition, but it's really nice.
And this is a free version of what game?
I don't know what any of the games are called.
Some sort of game that
it's
you
some
fly
kind of
around.
Game, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
There are a lot.
Oh, yeah, I've
everything
played
this. In the games, they're all free to play, and a lot of them have in-store purchases and in-app purchases and such.
Well, that's interesting. So right now, there are no paid games in the marketplace, or
there are everything's free to try though.
Free
a lot of them, yeah.
And then you can get an upgrade.
Most of them, like this game, I think only gives you one level, one race.
Right. This is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, if you think about console gaming from 5 years ago or 10 years ago,
it's got lots of emulators. There's a Super Nintendo emulator. There's an N64 emulator coming. I think there's an Atari emulator coming too. It's been announced.
I don't mind this at all, as long as we get developers writing for it.
Right.
That's going to be the key.
And they have to come up with some kind of consistency, like the control scheme. Like, there's one thing that kind of weirded me out in the beginning was there's no start button. So there's an Ouya center button, and some games
it does
like
different
this one,
things depending on
kind of like on Android the back button.
Yeah.
But so you have usually you hold down the Ouya button to get to the home page, which is nice. And then just to show you, actually not Discover, the Make is where you go.
This is the
for
developers,
or if you want
right.
to. So I sideloaded XBMC. Which is,
now that is going to be the most interesting use of all. This makes this a media center.
Main reason I bought it.
So it's not in the store. You have to sideload it.
Right.
How hard is that?
It's not terribly difficult. You get a link. It's kind of hard to find the link, but it's in the XBMC forums. And all you do is click on it, download the file.
Did you put it on a USB stick?
Nope, you can download it right on here.
Okay.
I can actually show you where the file is.
I noticed you've attached a hard drive. That's so you can store media?
Right. So if you go into the Make, There's a web browser built in. I wouldn't recommend it for actually browsing.
But to go somewhere and to get an APK.
Yeah, so basically all you go is in advance, and this should look familiar if you have an Android device.
Yep.
So all you go is
storage. It's all the Android settings. Look at that.
And then anything you download is in here, and that those are the APKs I needed for XBMC.
The APKs are the install packages.
Right, so you just click it, and you can install it, but I've already installed
it. Well, let's take a look at XBMC, because I think that's a very interesting app for this.
And it works really well.
It doesn't. It's a little tricky to get on there. It's not the standard.
But once you have it, you can make, and there is a full, a Ouya version through the store coming. It's just not ready.
Yeah, obviously. Okay.
So
somebody put a lot of work into this.
Right. This is a port of the, because there is a version for Android.
Okay.
So this is a port of that. So I'm just choosing my USB drive here. It was very easy. It found it right away.
And
no
it
problem.
Loads most file styles, MKV,
this is
MP4.
What I use mainly is M2TS. You can see there's a 34 gigabyte file of The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, it looks good.
And it's full 1080p.
Wow. I have never heard of that format. What is it?
It's a direct Blu-ray rip.
Okay.
So I own this Blu-ray, and you can see it's 1080p,
it's a Blu-ray rip
DTS
directly.
HD. It doesn't do pass-through HD audio yet, but that might be coming in a software update.
Oh, this is like a VTS file on a DVD.
But
M2. TS.
But for a Blu-ray. And you can see even while I'm in the background, it's playing, I can go in.
That looks pretty darn good. 1080p.
1080p, 5.1 DTS HD master audio. And I can go in. There's Twit. I have the Twit app.
That's for XBMC, and you installed it on
And all of them work. Streaming
That's
works.
Great.
Twit Live works.
So $99, you get the controller, you get the Ouya box, you get access to the store, but you could put things like XBMC on there. This is a pretty inexpensive.
And Plex is coming. And what's really nice is I'm streaming these 1080p huge 40 gigabyte files.
It's playing no problem.
This is over USB 2, but it also works fine over my network at home.
No kidding.
And this is the main reason I bought it, just so I can have something
else. So pros and cons, Jeff.
Pros and cons. Pros, price, $99.
It's good
really
price.
Cheap for this
experience.
The HD media handling is awesome. Works all kinds of files, everything. XBMC, pretty easy to get once you find the link. And the games that are on there, they're not the prettiest. They're not like the top of the line, but they work well, which I really wanted.
Yeah, for $99, you're not going to expect PlayStation 3 style gaming.
Right.
But I think the XBMC makes that very intriguing.
That's, as soon as they announced that on their Kickstarter page in one of their updates.
That's
going to
make it a killer product.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then cons, the build quality, controller's really plasticky, chintzy feeling.
Yeah.
Especially in the bumpers, you can feel it.
Yeah.
It runs on two AA's, and it's pretty nicely weighted.
It's not rechargeable. You have to put batteries in there.
The build quality of the actual device is very nice.
But again, you're going to stick that in the next to the TV, and you're never going to pick it up again. So
right, but it's not like it's getting pulled over a little bit by a heavy HDMI cord, but they do have some weighting in there.
Okay.
And then the inconsistent, a little bit confusing experience, but that's more.
That's a developer issue. Right. That's coming.
But overall, I'd definitely give it a buy.
It's a buy.
It's a buy.
It's a buy for $99. Now, you're pre-ordering now because it's not available yet.
Available in a couple weeks.
In a couple of weeks.
Amazon, Best Buy, Target, GameStop.
I think for the XBMC alone.
Yep. Exactly. That's why.
That is probably the most compelling. I wouldn't buy it for the games.
And they
probably.
Actually, on the homepage there, Brian, they keep a running countdown on the in the top right of
how
many games. Well, no, of how many games.
How many games? There are currently 128 more to come.
Yep.
Is it Ouya.com?
.tv.
.tv.
Yep.
Ouya. Well, that's a Kickstarter project that seems like they've done pretty
fantastic
well.
Kickstarter
that's really
project.
Neat. And that's where an open source operating system like Android can really keep the costs down and give you a lot of capability. I'm impressed that you can
inside,
run
it's got
1080p.
It's got a Tegra 3 quad core processor, a gig of RAM.
Okay. So it's a pretty powerful computer.
And even for installing apps, it's got 8 gigs on board and everything.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jeffrey Needles. What is your title? What do we call you? Lego builder?
Contractor.
You see over his left shoulder. The amazing Death Star that he built of his own design. And it will be operational soon.
Yes.
That's right.
Looks like it's firing at me.
That's firing at you. That's all right. If you don't do a good job, we know where to get you. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, everybody. Thanks to all our reviewers. What a fun show today. We got to see Google Glass, the Ouya, a couple of laptops, Padre with his headsets. I ordered those right away. We hope you enjoy Before You Buy. Full-length versions of every one of our reviews is available on our YouTube page until they pull them down. YouTube.com/Before You Buy. I don't think they will. I think we're all right on this show. YouTube.com/Before You Buy. You can also watch us do the show. We do it live Tuesday afternoons about 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 2300 UTC on twit.tv. But after the fact, audio and video are made available on demand at twit.tv/BYB. Email Shannon if you've got something you'd like us to review. We're always open to comments, criticisms, suggestions. BYB@twit.tv. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us. Remember, you got to watch Before You Buy. See you later.